On June 12, 2025, the Air India Flight 171 that was bound to London from Gujarat, India, crashed shortly after the takeoff in Ahmedabad, India. Of the 240 people on board, 241 died on the spot and only one survived. The sole survivor, a 40-year-old British Indian man named Vishwakumar Ramesh, who was seated in 11A, walked away from this tragic incident virtually unharmed. Now, everyone in the media dubbed him as the miracle in seat 11A. Even certain experts admitted they can't explain scientifically how he survived such a crash. Now, on the day of this incident, many people commented on our YouTube channel and they also asked questions on this within our community ACS. And people started asking, why does these things happen? How does karma work? And how did that one person survive? Some might think it was pure luck. Some might think it was his destiny. And some might think there might be a deeper cosmic reason to all this. In this video, we will explore this astonishing, tragic story through the lens of Vedanta. You know, the ancient sages taught us that nothing happens by chance. For every effect, there is a cause and there must be a cause. And our lives are shaped by certain unseen laws. So for the questions of why did such a thing happen and how come out of 242 people, just one person survived? And how does karma work at the individual level, at the mass community level and at the global level? All of these deep truths we will understand by the end of this video. So make sure to watch this with an open mind and with full attention till the end. The Advaita channel is about consciousness and conscious creation. Here we explore Vedanta and various other ancient teachings from India to understand the nature of reality and to consciously create our lives. In the first part, let's discuss karma, the law of cause and effect. Karma comes from the Sanskrit word kri, which literally means action. It means every thought, every word and every deed is like a seed that will sooner or later bear the fruit in our lives. The Upanishads, the ancient wisdom of Vedanta, repeatedly emphasize that our actions shape our destiny. As a man acts, so he becomes. A man of good acts will become good. A man of evil acts will become evil. By pure acts, he becomes pure. By impure acts, impure, declares the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. So life doesn't happen randomly as per the Upanishads. Life happens through us and through our own past actions and deeds. But this karmic principle works across time. For thousands of years, for thousands of lifetimes, our memories are carried forward. As per the worldview of Vedanta, this is not the first life that each of us have had. We have lived different lives in different physical bodies, as different animals, as different human beings, and as different birds. Now, in each of these lives, the thoughts that we have thought, the actions that we have performed, and even the deeper tendencies that we had experienced, all of these things have constituted memory, have constituted karma. And karma is not as esoteric and as deep as we think it is. It is very simple and it is very direct. Look at your own experiences. Now from today, let's imagine that you begin to eat sattvic food. You simply cut off all forms of tamasic foods. You cut off alcohol, smoking, even meat and other non-vegetarian diet, and you simply focus on mild food and a sattvic diet, and you begin to eat twice a day. No matter who you are, how much your weight is, and where you're from across the world, if you simply eat the right kind of food, in a matter of days or weeks or months, you will begin to see the results. You will naturally feel more calm. Your body weight will naturally regulate itself and it comes closer and closer to its optimum levels. Your energy will begin to increase and overall vitality of your life and your body will begin to increase. Now, these things are effects for the cause, which is you sticking to a strictly sattvic diet, a healthy diet. Now, we looked at an incident in the short time frame. That is why it makes perfect sense. But now let's take this and expand it for thousands and thousands of years. That is when we begin to understand how karma works. Every action has a reaction, has a consequence. Now, some of the actions that we are taking today might not yield results immediately, might not give us the results in a matter of weeks or months. Sometimes it might be years, sometimes it might be decades, and sometimes it might be even lifetimes for us to see the results of our actions. But when there is a cause, there is always going to be an effect. This is karma. Vedanta explains that this momentum spans multiple lifetimes. And the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad verse 4.4.2 says, when a person dies, the deeds of this life and the impressions they leave behind follow him into the next existence. Thus, one's character and circumstances at birth are not random at all, but the outcome of past karma. Now, with this, let us come to the next part where we will discuss karma at the individual level. And we will discuss how that one person survived and how the karma works at the individual level. Now, the sole survivor's escape from death in this crash could be seen as the result of his personal karma. The unique balance of merits, demerits, and all the tendencies his subtle body carries. Now, Vedanta says when each of us are born, we bring a certain amount of allotted memory that is called prarabdha karma. This prarabdha karma is one aspect of the total memory that we have created for ourselves throughout many, many lifetimes. Now, the total amount of karma that each and every one of us have generated for thousands and thousands of lifetimes in different bodies, in different forms, is called Sanchita. And from that huge data, we bring in a certain aspect of memory to this current life that the Vedanta calls as Prarabdha. Now, this Prarabdha karma determines the lifespan of a person. How many decades or how many years a person lives is determined by this prarabdha. Apart from that, which parents are we born to? What does our body look like? What is our condition in terms of our family, in terms of our relationships when we are born, right? All these primary factors are determined by prarabdha karma. Now, for a certain person, based on the nature of the prarabdha, his lifespan might be more. And for a certain person, his lifetime might be less. Now, as I'm saying this, we also need to understand that karma doesn't mean that everything is predestined and nothing is in our control. In fact, karma means the opposite. Karma means everything is in our control. We are responsible for our lives and whatever is happening around us. Karma is about taking responsibility, not delegating responsibility. Now, although at one level karma is easy to understand, on another level, it is extremely complex. Although each and every one of our actions are contributing to karma and they are adding on to the memory that we carry within ourselves, when and how the fruits of karma manifest can be extraordinarily difficult to comprehend. This is called karma phala, which means the fruits of our actions. And this can happen at any time, at any place. Some results might appear immediately, some other results might take a few years or decades, and some results might appear after lifetimes together. And when it comes to this particular incident and that particular person who survived, all we can say from the worldview of Vedanta, his current disposition and his current memory and his karma did not allow his physical body to die there. One might say he had further life lessons or duties to fulfill. And his prarabdha karma, the portion of karma allotted for the experience in current life, had not completed. So he still had more life to live. Now in Vedanta, interestingly, the prarabdha karma is often explained as an arrow that has been shot from the bow. Now, when we shoot an arrow and when the arrow is dispensed from the bow, it keeps on going in a certain direction until and unless that momentum and that energy is fully spent. And after that energy is spent, it simply falls down and it stops traveling further. Prarabdha karma can be understood in a similar way. For each and every one of us, there is a certain momentum and there is a certain energy through which we are moving ahead in life. After a certain period of time, once that energy begins to slow down and once the momentum of Prarabdha stops, we will drop our physical bodies. Now, we dropping our physical bodies can happen in many ways, in many forms. We can naturally die because of old age, and at the same time, someone can die because of an accident or an incident like this. Now, in this case, the momentum and the energy of that soul survivor was still very high. It still had more time before he could leave the body. And that is why the events of his life unfolded in a particular way in which he could escape that trap and he could live further. It is important to note that invoking karma is never about blaming the victims. Rather, it offers a way to find meaning or order in seemingly senseless events. Now, with this, let's come to the next part where we will discuss how karma works at a group level, at a community level. Now, the question was, if there were 241 people who died on that day, why did it happen and how does karma work at a group level, at a community level? Here we need to understand that karma operates not only at the individual level but at different dimensions and different levels. And when we look at this incident, we can say that the passengers and the crew of Flight 171 shared a common destiny that day. All of their lives intersected at one tragic event. Now, through Vedantic wisdom, we can understand that when a certain group of individuals come together, there is a karma that is at play at that level, at the level of the group. Now, this can be a group of family members. Each of us have families, and the karma of each of our family members are intertwined with one another, are connected to one another. Because if you suffer, your mother suffers, your spouse suffers. So each of our karmas at the family level are interconnected. Now, the same thing goes for the community as a whole. When we look at certain communities and certain countries like Israel or Gaza, like Afghanistan and so on, we can see that for hundreds and hundreds of years, there has been violence and there has been suffering in these places. Now, through the lens of Vedanta, we can understand that this is because of the memory that each of them carry as a group. The Hindu philosophy sometimes uses the term samashti karma to describe our collective karma. And even this makes sense if we look at examples. Now, as a community or as a religious group, we share certain common values and a common set of rules and a common set of tendencies based on which we behave and act. Now, there are certain communities within Sanatana Dharma, for example, Jainism, where non-violence is given a lot of prominence and they do not kill any animal or any bird or any insect for any reason. Now, this is their collective worldview. Now, since the entire community has adopted this and they all behave in this way, each of their decisions influence each other's karma and they generate a collective karmic memory, which is a positive one. Now, at the same time, there might be a group of terrorists, you know, who behave in a certain way, who think in a certain way, and who take certain actions against humanity. Even in this case, they are generating karma not just at the individual level, but also at the group level, at the community level. And not just this, anyone who is supporting their actions directly or indirectly, again are being influenced by this group karma. And this is why when we look at certain geographies of the world, people there are in suffering throughout their lives for hundreds and hundreds of years. It is because of the consequences of the actions of their community members and their countrymen over past centuries. So, like this, karma affects at the group level also. And when it comes to that particular incident of the plane crash, Ramesh, who survived, might not have been bound by the group outcome.